from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Defending it. Jones trying to get free. Into Carly Jones. 6 seconds left. Carly Jones on the drive for the lead. The dunk throw by Gabriel. A second attempt. No. Davis comes out with it. And that is it.
Olympics begin this weekend. This coming weekend. The U.S. in a pre-tournament exhibition almost lost to South Sudan. They win by one, the U.S. does. They trailed by 13, I think, going into the half. They were 42-point favorites. 42-point favorites, and they almost lost the game. Would have been one of the biggest upsets in basketball history.
I think that would be number one.
Yeah, I don't think there'd be a lot close to that. That's crazy.
There might have been some U.S. failure, like the 02 Olympics they lost in the actual tournament. But yeah, they almost lose that game. But tournament begins this coming weekend. LeBron's going to be the flag bearer for the U.S. at the opening ceremonies. So yeah, Summer Olympics coming your way. Opening ceremonies again, I think, are on Friday. Training camp begins on Wednesday. Jody Biasi, Nate Geary, Jeremy Beck later in the week. And we'll have some guests from St. John Fisher. Get to do the show outside, which will be nice for me personally. Camp means surprise cuts. Pro Football Network has one surprise cut candidate for every team in the league. So a lot of these, though, are not like the biggest surprises. Like for the Vikings, N'Keal Harry. I forgot N'Keal Harry was even Vikings.
That would be a surprise for
people? That would be a surprise. For the Bills, they have Marquez Valdes-Scantling. How big a surprise would that be? Mild?
I would be surprised if it happened, but it would mean that one or several other receivers like really stepped up.
Yeah, it would mean Claypool or Hamler, right? Like someone on that level showed up and played well. It also could mean, I've thrown this hypothetical out there, this happened with O.J. Howard a couple years ago, where they gave O.J. Howard guaranteed money, and I believe when they signed him, which, remember, they signed him like the same day as Vaughn?
Yep.
When they signed O.J. Howard, they probably had every intention of the world of him being their number two tight end.
No doubt.
And then he showed up to camp, and they probably went, oh, this guy really can't...
He looks cooked.
He can't run anymore.
Looks cooked.
Right. So, all right, I guess we're eating the $1.5 million or $2 million that we paid him. Because Quentin Morris is better. And we had a couple Kansas City guests on earlier in the offseason that were basically like, MVS kind of lost a step last year. And when you're a vertical threat that doesn't do anything else, losing a step is
a big thing.
That's a death sentence.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I think MVS is on the team. I wouldn't bet right now against it, but if he shows up to camp and, ooh, this guy has really lost a step, and Chase Claypool looks faster, or KJ Hamler looks faster, then
yeah, he'd be cooked.
Yeah, and it's it's 1.8 million, I think. Not some crazy number that they'd be on the hook for. So, okay. But that wouldn't be, like, the most stunning thing in the world. What quarterback that is right now number one on their team's depth chart does Pro Football Network list as a cut candidate?
Gardner Minshew.
Not Gardner Minshew.
Wow.
What was that contract? Didn't they give him a multi-year deal? You're on the right track, though, of, like, I don't know if this is a multi-year guy, actually. I think he's on a one-year contract. Minshew, who was not the answer. Minshew signed with the Raiders a two-year, $25 million contract.
Okay.
It's in the conference.
It's in the conference. I was going to guess Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson.
Surprise.
Russell Wilson is a surprise cut candidate. $1 million in salary.
It's crazy. I think for that reason alone he wouldn't get cut. Just because they'd rather have him there at that. There would be no, because there's no financial benefit to doing it, I'm not sure that there would be a reason to. It would have to be he loses his job to
Justin Fields
and then is like a jerk.
Which, where are we at on that? Isn't he, he's not a jerk, he's just weird, right?
Yeah.
He's but a weird, like, dude?
I don't know. Like, he would have to do the Marcus Mariota, where he's just like, yeah, I'm not playing anymore. I'm done playing for you guys.
He does strike me as someone that wouldn't just be okay being a backup. I don't know. Like, he does have a, there's stuff about him, right? In Denver, it was he needed his own office, right? And that his locker was bigger than the other guys, and that Richard Sherman or Marshawn Lynch? One of them, maybe they both said it to each other on a podcast. I think it was Sherman, said you had to go through Wilson's manager to get in touch with him.
That's crazy. That's weird.
Like, as his teammate. You couldn't just text him or call him. Like, you had to go through the dude.
Well, when you're married to Sierra, you know.
Right, yeah, I guess. Like, I don't know. I could maybe see him being a guy that if Tomlin goes, all right, we're going to start Justin Fields at week one, that Russell Wilson would go, no, you're not. I'm not sticking around here if you're doing that. And then they cut him because he won't be the backup. I guess it's not that unlikely, but is that a competition?
No.
How many quarterback competitions are there right now going into camp? Because you're saying no on Pittsburgh?
No on Pittsburgh. I think it's not a competition.
Okay, is the Raiders a competition?
No.
That's going to be Minshew?
I think it's Gardner Minshew.
Not Aiden O'Connell?
Yeah.
The Vikings?
Yes.
Everyone with a rookie probably, right?
Not Chicago.
Not Chicago, right? Because right, the rookie already has it. Washington,
not
probably.
Washington. Who's the backup in Washington?
The backup in Washington is Marcus Mariota.
Yeah, it's not a competition.
Okay. Denver?
Not a competition.
Bo Nix, Jarrett Stidham, and Zach Wilson.
Not a competition. It's going to be Bo Nix.
And then, is there another rookie that I'm missing?
McCarthy
and Darnold?
Darnold, I think that's a competition. Penix it's not a competition. Kirk Cousins is starting.
Yep. Yep. So Darnold might be the favorite right now, wouldn't he? To be their starter week one?
I would.
Bridge guy?
Think so.
Okay.
But?
Does that have to go terrible?
For Darnold?
For Darnold?
No.
We haven't seen him in a couple of years, and the last time we did was in Carolina, which I think everyone now realizes is a train wreck of an organization to play for with no help. So, and before that, with the Jets, he didn't have anything. We never got to see him in San Francisco. He's got Justin Jefferson.
Yep.
And the coach is pretty good, I think.
Addison, Hockenson. I mean, it's in a good offensive line and a good offensive-minded head coach.
Yeah.
A decent run game. I mean, they've got Aaron Jones and Ty Chandler. They've got a good defense. It does not have to go poorly there at all for him. It would, if you told me that at the end of the year that Darnold ended up starting 17 games and they were a wild card out, they made it to the playoffs and lost in the wild card, I wouldn't be totally surprised by that.
Well, part of that is the NFC is seen as being weaker, right? And the quarterback talent level especially is seen as being weaker.
But they're in a gauntlet of division.
Yeah, they're fourth right now, I bet, in the odds. I don't have it in front of me, but
Probably
Chicago's
got to
be probably ahead of them, though.
Just below Chicago would be my guess.
And then Green Bay and Detroit are definitely above.
Detroit's the favorite. Green Bay second.
Yeah, it's a tough division.
It's a really tough division.
So, yeah, I don't know how high the upside is there.
Green Bay's very good.
Green Bay's very good.
But I think, you know, obviously Detroit's a Super Bowl contender. I don't know if Green Bay is.
Can I give you one other quarterback room to keep an eye on?
Who was the quarterback that was a cook candidate? Russell Wilson. Yep, okay.
Russell Wilson. And that would only be if Fields just shows up and wins the job.
And I just,
which, by the way, like, I'm not a real believer in him. I think he's a great runner. He's a great athlete. But anyone that studies quarterbacks, like reading defenses and knowing when, or like being able to not take sacks, accuracy stuff, everyone's like, this dude just takes sack after sack.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are his fault, and he misses open receivers. He's an insane athlete, and he gets away with a lot of stuff because he's an insane athlete, but there isn't any developing going on here. Like, he's not getting any better at this stuff that he was bad at coming out of college.
I don't think it's a competition in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
And I also say, I would love to have him as Josh Allen's backup next year.
Justin Fields?
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I think he turns into a premier backup quarterback in the league, because he's the kind of perfect example of a quarterback that could step in and be help you win games because of his running ability.
I think I would want to say yes to that and agree with you. I think he would drive me nuts on this team.
Yeah?
Just turning down open receivers, or not seeing them really, taking sacks. But in theory, I'm going to agree with you, because mostly what I want out of a backup quarterback is, can the guy run?
Yep.
Because there's no backup quarterback in the league that's going to win you games with his arm. Because if they did, they'd be a starter. So give me a backup that can do something off script.
He might be the ideal backup.
All right. The other quarterback room I want to throw at you. Keep an eye on Cleveland. And here's why. Do you know what their quarterback room is, by the way, right now?
It is Watson and, it's somebody interesting.
It is someone interesting.
It's not Flacco.
Nope, he's in Indy. Flacco's in Indy.
Who is it?
This team he's fourth.
Really?
Dorian Thompson-Robinson is fourth in Cleveland. They went out and added two former Pro Bowl quarterbacks to their quarterback room. Actually, did one of them make the Pro Bowl? I know the other one did. One of them is Tyler Huntley.
Okay.
And he would right now be penciled in as the number 3.
Okay.
Yeah, this guy's a Pro Bowler too. So they added two Pro Bowl quarterbacks in the offseason to go behind Deshaun Watson. Tyler Huntley and Jameis Winston.
Oh, that's right, Winston. I forgot.
Jameis is in Cleveland.
Yes, I forgot about that.
And they also brought in Huntley. Huntley is, wouldn't you call him a good number two? Isn't he exactly what we just described? Like, running, he's not going to win you with his arm, but he runs and he's won some games. What's his record in Baltimore? Probably like 500. He should have won the playoff game against Cincinnati before the Bills played the Bengals and lost here. Baltimore should have won that game. The only reason they didn't is Huntley decided, oh, I'm going to sneak it from the two, and he fumbled and they took it back 98 yards for a touchdown.
Right.
I guess he's not 500. He's 3-6. Either way. He was 2-2 the year they made the playoffs. That was what I'm thinking of. So Huntley is there, and Jameis is there. And I was reading about Watson because I have him on, you know, I'm in some of these drafts now, so I'm a little more plugged into, like, injury stuff coming out of the offseason and whatnot. And Watson, who got shut down in October with a right shoulder injury.
Still not throwing?
Is still not throwing at 100%, and is still not all the way back. And I don't know, there's some stuff out there of like, keep an eye on this. Like, this could be something he never comes back from. Remember Newton?
Yeah.
Newton had a shoulder injury that I think he sustained in the car accident he got in.
Yep.
And throwing wise, he was
never the same.
Never the same.
Not even close to the same.
And it didn't take him long to go from, oh, he's Cam Newton, he's a starting quarterback, at least in the league, to, oh no, he's just $700,000 for the New England Patriots to be the starter, otherwise he's a backup.
Yep.
Right? And Watson, who didn't even look good last year when he was healthy. He wasn't throwing the ball hard. He might have already been shot. Now he's got a right shoulder thing that he is, like, 10 months later, still not throwing right. And, again, the Browns are not talking like this, but their actions are talking like it. Because why did you think you needed both Jameis Winston and Tyler Huntley this offseason if you weren't at least a little bit concerned about Deshaun Watson's shoulder and his health status coming out of last year?
And
they brought in two backups, not one.
I thought it was pretty remarkable to see how much better that offense was when Joe Flacco came in.
It was, until the playoff game, it looked great.
It looked
what
like...
What was the game? Was there a Thursday night game that he lit the world on fire?
Yes.
The Jets.
Jets.
The Jets
the
defense.
The vaunted Jets defense, yes.
He lit them up like a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, don't you think Jameis would kind of look like Flacco did last year? Jameis is one of those guys where he's just fringe starter. And he hasn't really had a chance since Tampa. He got a couple games with New Orleans, and he did pretty well. But then he got hurt, and they liked Dalton, so they kept him in. All I'm saying is just Cleveland's the one other quarterback room that I would keep an eye on in camp. Not because they'd have an open competition. They committed $50 million a year to Deshaun Watson. That's another part of this. This is where I'm kind of thinking that this might go south. Cleveland, after seeing what Watson looked like and the headache that he has been since the day they signed him and deservedly got all the criticism they did, I wonder if there is some out in his contract that's injury related. Not for money. They probably have to pay him no matter what. But do they think they could get out of the cap hit? Because he is locked. They are locked into paying him on the cap, not even just real money. But the cap hit for him, you know, like the Bills will like massage Allen's contract. They'll like move bonus money around. They'll restructure stuff with Josh Allen where, oh, he's getting paid a giant sum of money this year, but his cap hit's like $30 million. Like, they'll find a way to lower it. The Browns like can't do that with Watson. He's just $50 million on their books, I think, like every year, as long as he's there. So any incentive, anything that could say, hey, he's cooked, can't throw the ball anymore, this year, he's a $63.7 million cap hit.
63.9 and then 63.9 the next 2 years. $46 million guaranteed for the next three seasons. There are no outs. There's a void year in 2027. They could, if they really needed to, I don't even know that you could restructure because it's guaranteed.
Right. Which is why I'm wondering if they think, is there some path injury-wise that could get us out of this?
There is a $200 million dead cap hit this year if they move on. A $136 million cap hit if they were to move on next year. And a $72.9 million cap hit in 2026 at age 31.
Wild.
Right now.
They deserve all of this.
Yes, they do. Right now. Even if they, if nothing changes and Watson is who he is, it will go down as one of the worst contracts ever. And I couldn't be happier that it happened to them about it.
Oh, it was gross. Totally gross when they did it. I also would want to say, I think the AFC as a whole is got a little lucky that this went so south for them, because last year they won 11. Before the year, and a lot of this for me was projecting that Watson would get back into form, because we just have never seen a 27-year-old quarterback. Even Michael Vick, when he went to jail for a year, came back and he was Michael Vick. I thought Watson would be Watson, or 80% of Watson. He wasn't. He was like 20% of Watson. And they went through 6 quarterbacks and still won 11 games. Number one defense in football. And really anywhere you look going into this year, they're thought of, once again, is they're either the best defense in football or they're like top 3. But you think the Jets' defense is good. The Browns have had a better defense the last 2 years than the Jets have, even with Saleh. They finally found the combo with Jim Schwartz. And the one thing right now that keeps them from being this daunting Super Bowl contender, along with the Chiefs and the Ravens and the Bengals and the Bills, is they are right now, it seems like they're nowhere at quarterback. Honestly, I think I'd be more afraid of them if today it got announced that Watson's shoulder is completely destroyed. He's never going to throw again. He's toast. If that got announced today, I'd be more afraid of the Browns.
Because they...
with Winston at quarterback.
Sure.
If I just knew right now Jameis Winston is their quarterback for the whole year, I would take them more seriously as like a real contender. Mm. I don't think they would be on the Chiefs level, the Ravens level, but, you know, the Dolphins, Jets level. Could be a playoff team. The best defense in football, going with some good receivers and a quarterback that... I know Winston's going to lose you some games, but he might win you some,
is
too.
Is he the best backup quarterback or the... best name?
He's a different type of backup quarterback.
Yes, he is.
Because he's a crazy person.
Yeah, very different type of backup quarterback.
Last year, he got in for a quarter with New Orleans, and like the first drive he had, it was a touchdown. A.T. Perry, I believe, was the guy who caught it. Don't ask me why I remember that. He scrambled left, and Winston's looking around, and he looks back across right corner of the end zone. He's on the 30-yard line, so this is like a 70-yard pass, it feels like. And Winston just uncorks it. He's just like, I'm going to throw it all the way across the field to the other end of the end zone. And his guy did come down with it. Is he the best backup in the league? He might be. I'll defend my guy, Tyrod. Tyrod gets hurt, though, now. Yeah, he's one of them. He's one of them. The Browns room. Just saying. Keep an eye on it. The Chiefs, by the way, did you see Carson Wentz almost slipped on a mat?
Almost went Kevin Cobb.
Yeah.
He's on a Kevin Cobb trajectory anyways, so...
Carson Wentz's?
Yeah.
Former failed Eagle starter that's now just a backup?
Yep.
803-0550 is the phone number. We got the Extra Point Show coming up at 10 o'clock. Your phone calls welcome here on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.